So Tammy Lee, thanks for being here, is a community epidemiologist at the Alameda County Public Health Department, where she works on a broad range of technical and community-based research to monitor and improve health and health equity in Alameda County. And just a personal plug, they've really been a leader in institutionalizing HIAs at their agency, so we're lucky to have them here so that they can share their wisdom with us. Thank you.
I'm very excited to be here to share our health department's experience doing work around HIA and no relationships to disclose. In Alameda County, we have a vision of health equity, and our hope is that in our county, no matter where you live, how much money you make, or the color of your skin, you have opportunities to lead a healthy, fulfilling, and productive life. But we're not there yet. There are large and persistent health inequities by race, place, and income in our county. And here you can see how there are differences in risk and opportunity that accumulate over the life course, and in the end produce large differences in life expectancy between a white child born in the affluent Oakland Hills and an African American born in high poverty West Oakland. To move toward health equity, we in public health know that we need to move away from a medical model where we're focused on getting folks who are sick into health care and trying to reduce disease by focusing on changing individual risk behaviors. And we need to move more toward an upstream model where we're addressing the broader social and structural determinants of health that are putting certain groups of people at risk of risk. One of the main ways our health department is moving upstream is by advancing changes in local policies that affect social inequities. These include economic, housing, education, criminal justice, land use, and transportation policies. And HIA is one of the tools that we've been using to support healthier local policies and more equitable decision making. So given that HIAs are essentially about including health in decision making, I'm going to talk about more than just strict HIAs, although Lily already set some boundaries for me. But I'm going to bend that a little bit. And I wanted to say that as a health department, there's really a spectrum of HIA work that we've been doing. And without conducting full-blown HIAs, when called upon or potentially influential, we have spoken up and put a health equity lens on decisions that affect social inequities. So I just want to give you a few examples. Our health department has been partnering with local planning and government officials to incorporate a health element into general plans which guide decision making in our local jurisdictions. We have provided testimony to City Council on the health benefits of developing affordable housing at a transit-oriented development site in San Leandro. We've written a letter to the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Oakland and urged them to make changes that address the health consequences of the port trucking system on neighboring residents and on truck drivers. And we've also met with school officials in the face of budget shortfalls when Oakland Unified School District was considering massive school closures. And we urged them to consider health impacts of these school closures as well as how they could mitigate some of the impacts in decisions that they make around school closures. In addition to putting a health equity lens on issues, we've conducted comprehensive health impact assessments of two kinds. The first being a more general kind of assessment of the health impacts of social inequities like foreclosures, and then the latter being what we are all here to talk about, which is specific HIAs around certain policies. So I'll go a little deeper into these three different examples. Between 2008 and 2010, we partnered with a local grassroots housing and immigration justice organization, Casa Justa, Just Cause, to assess and address the individual and community level health impacts of foreclosure. And I'll just say that originally we had set out to do an HIA in partnership with this organization, but what we had decided was that there really was some research necessary as a first step to understand what is just the scope of health impacts of foreclosure on communities in East and West Oakland that were hard hit. And so we did a health impact assessment, a lowercase HIA, and our policy recommendations came from the findings, and we were able to push forward some change, and I'll go into that later. In terms of our capital HIAs, in 2010 to 2011, recognizing the importance of school funding in education and health equity, we conducted an HIA of the health impacts of weighting school funding according to individual student need rather than student enrollment, as is done in the current results-based budgeting system in Oakland. And then currently in 2012 and 2013, we're conducting an HIA on the health impacts of bus access in terms of the level of service and the cost of bus service. And we're talking about the health impacts of that on transit-dependent people. Now, our aim in this HIA is to inform the level of funding that the Regional Transportation Plan allocates to AC Transit. So my main focus here is going to be to share, given these three kinds of examples of HIA work, things that we've learned. And in terms of our successes and outcomes, through HIA, we've really been able to create, strengthen, and sustain relationships with non-traditional partners who are working to address these essential social and structural determinants of health. Positive engagement through this HIA with our partners has really helped to foster trust. It's helped our partners to see the value of a health lens in their work. It's given understanding of our capabilities as a health department, and it's also increased the likelihood of these kinds of partners reaching out to us in the future as a natural ally in their community organizing and advocacy efforts. Our work in HIAs has really helped to deepen our own understanding as well as our partners' and decision makers' understanding of the complex connections between health and these social determinants of health. In our foreclosure HIA, we were able to really elucidate the individual and community level pathways that are leading to health impacts, ranging from individual financial instability and then resulting trade-offs that have health impacts to the community blighted conditions as well as economic impacts that then impact on municipal services that support health in these communities. HIAs have been a real opportunity for us to engage in meaningful primary data collection. And the voices and the perspectives of impacted populations that we've been able to capture have the potential to powerfully influence the policy decisions at hand and beyond. Here's an example of a resulting policy win. In our foreclosures HIA, we were able to leverage our findings on ill-maintained and blighted community conditions to work together with partners in housing, labor, and community to pass an expanded foreclosed property registration and maintenance ordinance in Oakland. And regardless of whether or not HIAs have led to a policy win, we know that our HIA data and findings can be used by our health department and partner organizations in future organizing and advocacy efforts. In all of our three HIAs, we were able to engage heavily impacted populations who aren't typically heard from or taken account in decision making, and to ensure that their concerns were brought to the decision-making table and hopefully made more central in the decisions that were ultimately made. As an epidemiologist, I have to say that HIAs have really pushed us to kind of think out of the box and to conduct some more innovative analyses with non-traditional data sets Ooh, I gotta talk faster. School funding data. Health departments don't usually do that. Okay, challenges and lessons learned. This is a really important piece. One major lesson we've learned is that we need to understand the context in which our partners are operating so we can effectively engage and influence them and appeal to their chief interests. Before and while you conduct the HIA, it's also critical to understand the context around the decision you aim to influence. So an HIA might bring you to a point where everybody's on the same table around the health impacts of a certain decision, but there might be things like political interests or budgetary pressures that in the end move decision makers a different way. That's a barrier to change. Community engagement, empowerment, that is so essential to what we're trying to do in an HIA, but this is an example from our Bus Access HIA. There are lots of possible opportunities for community engagement along the way, but if you look at our short timeline, we face serious constraints. It's also an election year, and we have concurrent campaigns, and our partners don't have the capacity to necessarily engage in the way that we want to. Those are some barriers. We've learned that in doing comprehensive health impact assessments, there's a real high level of support needed from staff and partners. We've never had this full level of support, but here's our sense of the kind of team that's needed in this HIA work. I'll give a holler out to the lead analyst. That would be me. Funding and staff capacity, then, are key constraints that influence sustainability, right? I mean, health departments go and we try to pursue these individual grants, but do we really have a continuous funding stream to support HIAs? And then there's all the staff capacity needed to implement the HIAs, but how about in the long term, you need to nurture the partnerships and get the grants to ongoing implement your HIA. So those are challenges. But there are things that help. Community partnerships, organizational commitment, internal champions who believe in HIA, and real creativity to make it work. And in the end, it's important to remember that health equity can be integrated into decision-making in many different ways. And as a health department, our hope is to continue to do specific HIAs, general health impact assessment around social health inequities, and then whenever possible, let's go ahead and put a health equity lens on decisions that affect social inequities.